But I'm telling you now, the world out there is not waiting for a new definition of Christianity, it's waiting for a new demonstration of Christianity. Either we have the message for the most crumbling, decayed generation that the world has ever known, or we have no answer. So something has to be discovered. There has to be a break somewhere. I like to think of those men in the upper room, penniless preachers. This is the Church of Jesus Christ before it became fat and short of breath by prosperity. This is the Church of Jesus before it became muscle-bound by over-organization. This is the Church of Jesus Christ where they didn't gather together a group of intellectuals to study psychosomatic medicine, they just healed the sick. This is a group of people where they did not say prayers, but they prayed in the Holy Ghost. This is where they did not talk about faith, they acted in faith. They came out with that which money cannot buy. Oh, so often I say, thank you, Lord, but the Holy Ghost cannot be purchased with money. He cannot be purchased with organization. He cannot be purchased with our skills or our theology. And the only way it can happen is when men confess their brokenness, their bankruptcy, and they plead with all they have to be really cleansed and filled with the Holy Ghost. And they're drawn. Dear old Samuel Chadwick used to say this, you'll never have to advertise a fire. Neither physical nor a Holy Ghost fire, you never have to advertise it. I think it's time for us to take this word and make our minds up that either it's absolute or it's obsolete. Do you think Dr. Tozer was right when he said Christians don't tell lies, they go to church and sing them? Come on now, come on, don't you sing lies? Jesus, lover of my soul, thou, O Christ, art all I want, and more than all in thee I find. And then we're fretting all the rest of the week for some trivia that we can't have. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of thy face. You say so often, if I had more time, I study. Well, what are you going to watch the Vikings play this afternoon or somebody all afternoon for? You don't fool God, none of us do. The crisis hour is coming on this generation, and make no mistake about it. I'm convinced in my spirit the greatest tragedy of this moment is not political or economic. The greatest tragedy is a sick church in a dying world. And you and I are responsible partly for that. But Moses chose affliction. He could have bypassed it, he chose it, rather than suffer the pressures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ. I'm convinced of this. God burned it on my heart one morning as I meditated, that if I claim to be filled with the Holy Ghost, then the things that grieve the Spirit will grieve my spirit. And I believe that the apostle, he never wavered. You can't find where he backslid for 5 minutes. His resolution was this: this one thing I do. This man is totally void of anything in the world that can charm him. And he says, I glory in tribulation. Huh? Do you do that? Oh, God knows. I wish I could push that door in heaven, in eternity, open for you an inch this morning. You'd never complain again. You'd never backslide again. You'd never zigzag in your Christian life. Your prayer life wouldn't be in rags. Your love wouldn't be frozen. You'd see into eternity. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim. But I'll tell you what, when we stand at the judgment seat, the things of earth will look strangely grim. We'll wonder why we spent so many times about things that perish with the using. Perishing things of clay, born but for one brief day. As the hymn says, what more can he say than to you he has said? All he waits is for a bunch of people who are obedient and willing. And not theoretically, but actually. Not necessarily selling your home, but selling every right you have to yourself. These are abnormal days. They demand abnormal men with abnormal methods and abnormal messages. Every one of us, I'm convinced, know how to live better than we're living. Our danger is not what we're doing wrong, it's what we're not doing at all. The judgment is going to be terrible when I'm judged, not for what I've done, but for why I did it.